This is KRCB's North Bay Report. I'm Bruce Robinson. Fraud and theft are against the law regardless of the age of the victim. But Jennifer Duane, the founder and CEO of the Elder Financial Protection Network, says seniors can be especially vulnerable. That's why the Petaluma woman started her organization.
We were established in the year 2000 by a group of visionary bankers, actually, who were becoming increasingly aware of their elder customers and members coming into their financial institutions, to their branches, and conducting suspicious transactions or behaving in a way that concerned them for their safety and for their financial security.
As the senior population has grown, so too has the need for their services, Duane says, even though the crimes involved are clearly defined.
It's covered under the Penal Code and under the Welfare and Institutions Code as when a person takes money or property from an elder. So what the financial institution representatives or branch managers, tellers were seeing was an elder who was accompanied by a person, say a family member or a caregiver or somebody else who was acting over-interested in their money, being domineering, intimidating them in some way, coercing them, or the elder being confused about their personal money matters and having somebody else there that was trying to direct the elder to do something that didn't seem to be in the elder's best interest.
What has changed is some of the ways that those fraudulent actions are undertaken. The fastest growing problem, Duane sees, is the misuse of power of attorney.
This is where an elder has appointed a person to act on their behalf, and the abuse of that happens when the person who has been appointed attorney then uses that power to steal, to enrich themselves, not to do what the elder intended. Powers of attorney are always meant to be in the interest of the person who assigns it.
Identity theft also often targets the elderly.
Elders are sometimes more susceptible to certain types of identity theft because they may be sitting home, not getting out as much. Somebody calls them, offers them a deal. The person on the phone may represent themselves falsely as being a representative of their financial institution. So elders are particularly susceptible because they tend to be trusting of the nice voice on the other end of the line and often will give up information over the phone to that nice voice that they shouldn't.
When they find or suspect any of these criminal activities are happening, Duane's San Francisco-based nonprofit can alert the victim's local Adult Protective Services office. There's one in every California county. But they can't offer direct financial advice to anyone, even though Duane says they're now getting hundreds of calls every day from people who are panicked about the national economic crisis.
We don't really have answers to all of that because we don't provide financial advice. But what I can say for everybody, no matter what your age, is to really pay attention to your finances. Think ahead about what you're doing and what your plans are. Get advice from multiple sources. Don't trust one person.
If you think you know of an instance of elder financial abuse, there's a toll-free confidential hotline for reporting it at 1-888-436-3600. That number, along with other resources, is also posted on the North Bay Report webpage at krcb.org. I'm Bruce Robinson reporting for KRCB News.